Are you counted? I don't know. Looking at you, Craig. I am counted.
Oh, I am.
And
yeah.
And they keep asking me to count. I get texts. I get some things in the mail. They just want to make sure. I said, look, I got it. I'm under control. I have come to my senses. Tim Olson, Associate Director of Field Operations for the U.S. Census Bureau, joins us this morning. Tim, how are you today?
Doing great. I am doing fantastic. Glad to be with you.
Well, we're glad you're here. I know the census has kind of had a curveball thrown its way this year with COVID-19 and how people are going to respond to it and, you know, the visits they may receive. Talk a little bit about, I guess, what's this response rate, I guess, for the census on a national level and then maybe for the state of Ohio and locally here?
Yeah, so, you know, nationally we've counted about 92% of all the addresses in the nation. So we've got about 8% remaining. And we're right now following up with them in person, door knocking and getting interviews from them. But in Ohio, I got to tell you, you folks are doing fantastic. You're far ahead of the national average. You're 94% complete. And so that means we've just got 6% of the addresses in Ohio yet to count. And we've got about 6,500 census takers on the ground, and they are every single day making contact with households.
How long is this going to be going on? What's the date that they've extended this to, or when's the plan that it's all going to be counted?
Yeah, we are working to finish up all of the data collection by the end of the month. And, you know, right now, we're in a fairly good spot to accomplish that. There are some areas in the country we are going to most likely use every single minute of the remaining of the schedule, but and certainly in Ohio, we're in a really good spot. So probably of your listeners, you know, almost everybody who's listening to your show, they've already answered the census. They've done what we've asked them to do, and we want to thank them. But if, you know, a listener hasn't yet responded, and if they are getting those door knocks, we just urge them to simply cooperate with the census taker. It's really easy. It'll take probably anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes to answer the basic questions, and you'll have completed your civic duty and will affect our nation for the next 10 years.
Tim, what if somebody comes a knocking but you're not home? Will they come back, another visit?
Yeah, absolutely. We will come back as many as 6 times to make contact with the household. And also, each visit, we leave a piece of paper. It's called a notice of visit. And that piece of paper gives instructions to the householder that we would love it if they would simply go online or call our toll-free number to answer on their own. And if they do that, the census taker will not be returning to their house to make personal contact.
Talking today with Tim Olson, Associate Director for Field Operations, U.S. Census Bureau. I know they had a call for a lot of people to work as those folks on the ground. How has that been going? What kind of training do they get as part of this?
Yeah, in Ohio, we've got about 7,500 people that are on the ground knocking on doors. And each of those census takers, they've gone through a pretty extensive training. It usually takes about a week to get trained up as a census taker. And they're equipped with a census-issued iPhone, which has all of their assignments for the day. And the work is challenging, but we train them in such a way that they know how to deal with difficult situations, I would put it that way, and they know how to get to done as far as getting a completed interview from those households on their list.
And they're well-identified, right? I mean, they must have a badge, or at least we can identify, know that this is what this person is involved with?
Yeah, absolutely. They will all have a photo ID census badge. And we do ask people, you know, when somebody knocks on your door, be sure to look that they have a badge so that they're an authentic census taker. They'll also have a big black carry bag with emblazoned on the side, it says U.S. Census. And they absolutely should be wearing a face mask to make sure that the respondents and themselves are safe in this pandemic environment.
Talk a little bit about the reason for this. It's a constitutionally mandated count, but what does it really mean once all the numbers are compiled?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we, as a nation, we count the population every 10 years. And that count that comes out of that census is used to basically apportion the House of Representatives equally between each state based on their population. And so that will last for a decade in how much each state has representation in the Congress. So it's a big deal. And secondly, you know, the data that comes out of the census, it is used to allocate billions and billions of dollars each year for local community services like healthcare, schools, transportation, roads and bridges, you name it. The funding that comes back to local communities from the feds is driven much in part by the count that is achieved during the census.
And why are there hard to count people? Are they hiding? Do we not know them? Are they? What's the fearful of being acknowledged? What do you find that has to be overcome here?
Yeah, you know, it varies. I've been doing this for, I'm in my fourth census, and my experience is most people that are reluctant to participate, they just don't understand how important it is or the reason that we're conducting a census. And, you know, all sorts of worries start happening. Is the information going to be used against me? Is law enforcement going to somehow, come and find me? And I like to tell people that the individual responses people give in the census, it is absolutely confidential. In fact, we hold the information confidential for 72 years. And so people that are responding should know their information that they provide, the Census Bureau cannot share it with ICE, with FBI, with IRS, with any law enforcement or anybody, period, for 72 years.
It's important to be counted, and the census is what happens every 10 years. You think with technology and everything, it would go some more smoothly, or you'll at least be able to get more or compile that data, but we're still working for it. Again, if people maybe haven't done it, is there a place they can go do it themselves or do something like that?
Yeah, they sure can. And anybody who has not been counted yet, simply go to 2020census.gov, G-O-V, 2020census.gov. And the moment you go to that site, there's a landing page where you can easily respond right on the spot. It'll take just a few minutes, and you'll be counted.
Sounds good. Well, Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.